I want to give you your assignments, and you may want to write them in a separate place or wherever you're taking your notes for the class. These are the assignments for you to engage in between now and our next class. First of all, you will do your releasing prayer that we have up here 70 times 7. In other words, how we've taught you to do the releasing prayers, you do 70 repetitions of this prayer using the arm and hand motions to it over 7 different settings. It can be 7 different days. Sometimes there's some intensity that comes up and you need a day that you don't do it, but you come back to it. I want you to do a set, and it doesn't necessarily have to be consecutive 7 days, but that you do it 70 times for 7 practices, 7 different settings with your releasing prayer, understanding that sometimes when the healing power opens up here, these words may change a little bit. You may get to a deeper level or a deeper realization on your behavior. That's one thing. The second thing is you are to do a forgiveness practice, which includes, the forgiveness practice has 2 parts. The first part is reading this oneness prayer, which we just read together. And then if you'll turn over to the next page, on page 40, I'm going to invite you to do the physical forces praising prayer. And so let me show you about this prayer. And again, it's the same idea that when we do normal praising prayers, it's like with my person, I praise Ronnie, I raise Ronnie in the name of love, and I bring my hands down to my heart. When we do the physical forces praising prayer, which the diagrams are on that page, we begin by, I praise Ronnie, I raise Ronnie, I'm raising Ronnie up to God, to the Word of God, the quality of God that I'm identifying with. And then what we do is we identify with Jesus Christ in us. We're duplicating the nature of Jesus Christ, and we bring our hands down to the belly because, remember, Jesus went the whole way in Christ. So we say, I am Jesus, bringing the hands up to the heart. Christ is, for me, it's love. But whatever your word here is that you're identifying with, or in this case of the healing, you may want to just use love because it's the highest revelation of God for our healing. So this is what it looks like. I praise Ronnie. I raise Ronnie. I am Jesus. Christ is love. And those 2 practices, the oneness prayer, you begin by reading the oneness prayer out loud, and then you do the praising prayer. You do that 70 times 7. That 2-part process, you do it 70, you do the praising prayer 70 times. You only read the releasing, you only read this oneness prayer once to begin the practice, and then you do the praising prayer 70 times. That's one set. You'll do that 7 sets. Okay.
Are these together?
Yes.
Releasing prayer and
no, prayer. I would not suggest that you do those together. I would suggest whichever one you want to start with. That's pretty intense. Now if you are up to it and want to do that, go ahead. But what I normally do is I'll do one whole set. I mean, I'll do the forgiveness practice all the way through, and then I'll do my releasing prayer all the way through. And what happens out of the releasing prayer, I may come back and need to do my forgiveness practice again. And so you keep doing this. I'm saying the minimum number that you're going to do is 70 times 7 on each of these. But if something moves and you're pulled back, start it again. Do it until there's some freedom for you. Then what you're going to do, the third assignment, is read in color the coach and the creative process diagrams in your workbook, which is from page 9.1, to 11.2. Read in color pages 9.1 to 11.2. And I strongly suggest that you read these out loud. Many of you have read these before. It's been maybe a long time since you've read them. But with the understanding we're bringing in and the foundation that we laid today, I'd like to have you read those out loud. There's also something there, the last two pages, many of you have not seen before, perhaps, but it's the talking points on the creative process. Read that out loud as well. It's included in the page numbers I gave you. Then I want you to read Discourses 3 and 4 in the Yogananda book. And I want you to read at the back, the very back of your manual. We added some extra pages. There's a little essay in there, Where is Heaven? By Reverend Lloyd. I want you to read that. In fact, I would suggest that you read that a few times, and I would suggest that you read it out loud. That's the kind of essay you could read every night before you went to bed. And this essay is particularly applicable to Cynthia and your healing. And what you confessed is something that lives in all of us, so it's really for all of our healings. And then when judgments and accusations come up against others, I want you to see if you can remember, because this is a scripture that Yogananda started this book with, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And see if you can come to live in that scripture of forgiveness when it appears as if somebody has done something wrong to you. Somebody has cut you off on the freeway. Somebody has ignored you walking down the street. Or a sales clerk didn't come when you wanted them to come. Just to begin to develop the mood of forgiveness in your daily experience of life. So are there any questions about your assignments?
Should we continue? We should continue praising and raising everybody.
Yes. And what I would say about that is that it's a bit much to ask you to do that every day. And so I would like it for you to do it from time to time, every few days, or when it's just on your heart in your prayers, to remember your class in the prayers. And so it may be on the days that you don't raise and praise everyone by name, that you just include in your prayers the revelation of Christ within all of your classmates, within this class.
And Reverend Lisa.
Right, and Reverend Lisa on the list, but that you just remember in your prayers the group that you have been called with to do this work. And so I'll pray for you as a class, that each person in the class is being raised up and healed in Christ. And then some days I will do the praising prayer by name for each of you individually. And so I'll ask that from you. Any other questions?
On that, when you were talking about the scripture, forgive.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
How are we supposed to use that, or were we with that?
So when you're walking down the street or you're out there in life and you get agitated because the way somebody treated you, see if you can remember, I can forgive you for this. Okay. Now, one more thing. I want you to turn to page 48, our last practice for the day. And we're going to go in for one final time. Just have page 48 open there. Coming again, bringing your awareness to the breath. And just allowing your breath to float your awareness down into the cave of your heart. And allowing Christ now to scroll back in time to last night when we first gathered around this table. And the understandings that came from our work together last night. From the sharing that was in the room, the chanting, and then coming back this morning and our sharing this morning around the table and the heart that was open at the table this morning. And then coming through and discussing some of the understandings of how this material touched you, how the reading opened your eyes. And then entering our time of practice as well as our time during the breaks when we got to have individual interaction with others in the class. And then now into our time of practice. I want you to select one thing that you're grateful for so that we can offer it back up to God in gratitude. The one thing that touched your heart from the class last night and today that you're grateful for. It could have been something said. It could have been something that was said to you by someone. It could have been an experience you had around the table. And when you have that one thing, I want you to bring your awareness back to the Thanksgiving tree in your notebook. And at the bottom, in that rectangle at the bottom, I want you to briefly describe what happened that you're grateful for. And then moving up the tree, how you felt, what you learned, and the quality of God that you experienced in the cloud. And we understand that the circle of life is not complete until we give it back to God, the source of all life. And so by identifying what we're grateful for, we're offering it up. We're doing the right-hand side of the creative process, and we've come to understand that gratitude is the anointing of increase. And so as we're grateful back to God for this good thing that happened to us, it opens the circulation of life to bring more good into our experience. The quality of God that you experienced, the quality of God that was made flesh, or the Word of God that was made flesh through that experience. And so as some of you are finishing up, I know that many of you have, is there one person who would like to stand for us all and share your Thanksgiving tree by way of bringing gratitude into the room? Sure. Mary, please, okay?
Standing.
And so what happened?
What happened was laughter. How I felt was full of happiness. What I learned is that God is funny. And the quality of God I came to know is that of joy.
Great, thank you. And Carol had her hand up too. So Carol, would you, was it you, Carol? Yeah? We'll do one more. Carol, thank you, Mary. And so what happened for you, Carol?
I love being part of a group that is continually striving to heal and to grow in Christ consciousness.
And how did that make you feel in terms of being part of this group?
That I'm part of the spiritual group.
Right. And what did you learn?
That I'm so thankful for all of my classmates.
Yes. And what was the quality of God you experienced?
Love.
Love. Very good. Very nice, Carol. And so we just offer this joy and love up to God as we come together now for our closing time to end this class for this first session of our teachings in the second coming of Christ, the resurrection of Christ within us. And so it is in this most holy and sacred temple that has been created here among us as the revelation of Christ through us last night and today. I give thanks for all that has been given and all that has been received. I give thanks that the door has swung wide open for our healing. And I know that as we walk out through our practices in the days and weeks ahead, that the anointing of Christ is upon us to show us that which we need to see, that which needs to be raised up, and that which needs to be laid down. And I know that Christ strengthens each of us in our practice to do that which is before us. For I know that the freedom already lives within our souls, the freedom of Christ. And so I know that Christ directs our path, lights our way, and guides us as we show our intention through our practice to be made whole. And so just as Jesus said long ago, "Thy faith has made thee whole," I know that Christ is eternally speaking that at the inner level of your being, and that the truth of your wholeness is here now. And so I know that as we go forth from this place, we go forth in the Spirit and the truth and the life that is Jesus Christ come again. And for this I am eternally grateful. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, I know that it is done, it is finished. Amen.